Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome. I really appreciate you helping us out today or listening to us today. It's a great show that we have coming up. It's a little different than our normal show. I'm going to have my son on, who is a birder. Most of my family, I'm not, but most of my family are really into birds. And Rob is my oldest son, and he happens to be, owns a company called Saberwing Nature Tours, and they take, tours all over the world actually, for birding and nature. But I thought it would be a good option to talk about something a little different. Hopefully it'll be entertaining. And Rob, I heard a lot of people are getting into birding while being home during this coronavirus. Is that true?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. As people have been home, they've kind of been looking for something to do and been outside a lot, noticing the birds out in their backyard. And we are seeing a huge increase in the number of people interested in birds and bird watching during this coronavirus lockdown.
Yeah, and you used to work at Wild Birds Unlimited, and obviously did a lot with the backyard birders. So these people who are starting to get in are what are called backyard birders.
Backyard birders works. Yeah, that's kind of how it starts for a lot of people, noticing what's in their backyard, going to stores like Wild Birds Unlimited. It helps people learn a little bit more, get good seed and different bird foods put out in their backyard and attract different things, and starts to build that interest.
Yeah, and that's a good question, because there's a lot of different seed and things like that. So you attract different birds by what you put out in your backyard?
Absolutely. So there are lots of different seed options, lots of different food options out there, and you can attract different species to your yard based on what you put out there. Best thing you can do to learn more about that is to talk to a store like Wild Birds Unlimited and see what might be best for your area.
Okay. Yeah, and I know you can attract a wide variety of birds. I also know that there's things that would help you if you're getting into birding or getting in even to backyard birding, that there might be things that would help them beyond feeding enjoy that hobby a little more. And I thought maybe you could talk about that, and then also maybe if they wanted to do a little bit more than just backyard birding, what they could do to get involved, where they could go to bird in our area.
Absolutely. Luckily, birding is a pretty easy hobby to get into. What can make it a little more enjoyable is a good pair of binoculars, always really helpful to look at the birds more up close. And once you're looking at them up close like that, a lot of people start to wonder what all of them are. And for that, you need a good field guide, or in this day and age, a good app. So on your phone, both Android and for iPhones, there is an app called Merlin from the Lab of Ornithology at Cornell University, one of the main and best ornithology programs in the country. So you can download for free and learn all about the birds and has ideas on how to identify them, and actually has a feature where if you get a picture, the app can identify for you.
And I know I'm not identification, as you know, is not my thing, but I will say that since I've been around, obviously, all the birding that I've been involved in, that it is amazing once you have binoculars how much that changes things for somebody.
Changes everything. You can see so much more detail and really watch what the birds are doing and look for the different, what we would call field marks, to see what you're looking for to identify that species. And then what we noticed, you had asked about where people can go to get more involved. And once people start birding in the backyard, it typically doesn't take long before they start wondering what else is out there. And to get out and see what else is out there, you can even just start with small local parks. We have great parks around the Indianapolis area. And all your local parks right now have a lot of migrants moving through. We're in a really great season for bird watching because a lot of the birds that nest up to the north of us are migrating through and moving through our area right now from the areas that they wintered throughout the southern United States and into Central and South America. So it's a beautiful time to go out and look for these really interesting birds that make huge migrations every year. Beyond that, there, I would highly recommend looking at another organization I'm involved in here in Indianapolis is the Amos Butler Audubon Society, and you can learn a lot more about all the birding options around Indianapolis, Marion and all surrounding counties through Amos Butler Audubon Society.
Great. Yeah, that's a great organization, and I know that you've been involved in it. Could you give us a little background on the things that you've done in birding so people have an idea of what you've done?
Yeah, so I started birding as kind of late in my teenage years, after the family was into it a little bit before I was, with mom and my brother. And I kind of thought they were crazy at first while I was in high school, but started to get into it and have been birding since I was in my late teens now. So I've been birding quite a while. Started out, my brother and I designed a website called Nutty Birder, and it was a place to help people find locations to go birding. Right now that website's not active, but hopefully one day we'll get that back running again. And from there I just started to get more and more involved in the birding community around the country. I have been on the board of directors for the Indiana Audubon Society, and am right now on the board of directors for both Amos Butler Audubon Society and Black Swamp Bird Observatory in Northwest Ohio, which is a major bird organization up there. And so as I started birding more and more, I've gotten to travel around the world looking for birds, and that has led to the creation of my tour company that you mentioned, Sabre Ring Nature Tours.
Yeah, and you obviously started that, what made you decide to create Sabre Wing?
Well, I'd been leading a few kind of one-off tours here and there for local Audubon groups and things like that, and had been interested in international travel, domestic travel as well, but for me a lot of international travel. And I happened to meet a guy up when I was at a festival in Northwest Ohio called the Biggest Week in American Birding, and he was doing the same thing, but on the photography side. So he was doing wildlife and bird photography and leading tours kind of here and there as well. And we got together to start an official nature tour company where we could run our tours out of.
And it's gone very well. Where do you operate your tours? Where do they all go?
Yeah, so we're throughout the United States. We have tours in many, many domestic locations around the United States. And then we have branched out and do a lot of work in Latin America. So we run tours in Guatemala, Belize, Honduras, Costa Rica, Panama, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Brazil in Latin America. And then we've slowly started to get involved in Africa and Asia as well, running tours in Uganda as well as in Taiwan.
Wow. And I mean, I've been on one tour, and I can, it's amazing to me how, and I'm not a birder, but it was still a lot of fun. And it's amazing how you take care of everything. Once you're there, it's like nobody has to worry about a thing.
That's the idea. Once you land in country, we pick you up and we take care of you from there.
And I know, obviously there's a huge variety of birds out there. So is there, like, somebody wants to go to see certain types of birds, how do they know which tour to go on, or how do they go about that?
If you have certain types of birds in mind that you're trying to see, it's definitely best to talk to us, and we can kind of get you directed in the right spot for the tour that would be right for you to see what you're hoping to see. A lot of people start out with U.S.-based tours because they're more familiar with U.S. travel, and there's a lot of great birds to see around the United States. And then from there, it varies on where people go. I always have a couple recommendations on first international spots, because diversity is so big that if you go to a country with too many birds, it can be a little overwhelming. So places like Costa Rica and Guatemala are really great locations to get started on international birding.
Okay. And we're coming up on a break. So after the break, we're going to talk more about, maybe how a new birder, where they might be able to go, what kind of tour that might be good for them.
You're listening listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and I can tell you from that last transition, I need to work on that. That was terrible. I apologize, but I'm a mortgage guy. I'm not a radio guy. And if you do have any mortgage questions, you want to talk to me about any mortgages, please give me a call or send me an email. Probably the easiest way is actually to go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and just fill out the contact information, and I'll get back with you. And we can help you, kind of guide you and show you what's available and see if it makes any sense either for you to refinance or if you're looking at purchasing to let you know what we would be able to qualify you for. But let's get back to the birds. And, you know, I was thinking, Rob, that one of the things that might be interesting is, you know, what our pretense kind of is that maybe there's people listening that are just getting into birding because they're at home and they're watching the birds and they're buying the food and they're watching out their backyard. And now maybe they want to do a little bit more. So that type of person, what would be a good first tour that you run for somebody like that?
Yeah. What I like to have people do when they're in that situation is I really like starting them out with some of our very interesting destinations within the United States. There's a lot of great options, and being in central Indiana here, there's options for travel in the United States to give us birds that we would never see here. So I really like to take people to places like Southeast Arizona, where you have a completely different host of birds, including some very special species that only get into the United States there in Southeast Arizona from Mexico. Another place that is great is South Texas, kind of for the same reasons, different group of birds and additional rare species that we don't get throughout the rest of the country. Florida can also be a really great location just for the sheer diversity and number of species.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, I've gone on a lot of local, in the U.S., and it is amazing the diversity out there and the different, like Florida is a completely different place to go look at birds than it is going out to the into the West, like North Dakota, South Dakota. It's a totally different environment and totally, maybe not totally different birds, but a variety of birds that are much, much different than what you see in.
Very few similar things. You get just a couple here and there, but mostly different stuff. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
Yeah, this is a question I actually get quite a bit, but Jeremy and Karen wrote me a while back, and they were worried about their home values dropping. And they said that that's what they had heard, and they wanted to know if that was happening right now. And I really wanted to answer this question on air because I wanted people to understand that it actually is not the case. We are seeing houses appraised at very good values right now. We are, and across the U.S., home prices are up. Now, they are not up as much as they were anticipated to be up, but that's not surprising based on everybody staying at home. But home values have actually gone up. They're up about 2% from last year. So we were expecting a 4.5%, I think 4.3% increase in values, and we are seeing value increases. We just haven't seen the value increase as much as what it was anticipated. But that is due, in my estimation, that's due to everybody staying home. I've talked to real estate agents, I've talked to friends, and they all tell me that the issue that they believe that once everything gets back to a more normal, we're going to see the values, kick up again and increase, maybe even make up what we didn't get by everybody staying home. But it obviously values are important, and there's nobody without an appraisal, you never know. The nice thing is that many times when we refinance, we get what's called an appraisal waiver. We don't even need an appraisal. Can't guarantee it on your house, but if you're looking at refinancing, it is a possibility. We don't even need an appraisal. If you have any questions on mortgages, just go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And Rob, I thought maybe it'd be good. How would somebody contact you if they wanted to talk about, Saber Ring Nature Tours or anything of birds?
They can contact me through our website, www.saberwingtours.com, S-A-B-R-E-W-I-N-G, tours.com. And there's an ability to contact me through that, as well as take a look at all of our tours and some other interesting information there.
Great. And, you know, we talked about where to operate the tours, and you may have answered this question, but what about your favorite location to take people?
That's a tough question, but one of my favorite locations to go is Ecuador in South America. The diversity is really incredible. I think that the Andes Mountains make for a great backdrop for all the places we go down there, and the birding is just really, really good.
And do you see more than just birds? I know a lot of times you've seen gorillas and all this, you know, just a huge variety of nature. So it's not just birds all the time. Is that an area where you get a lot of other nature?
Not as much in Ecuador, but some of our other trips, we do get a lot of other nature. We always stop for any good sightings as well. You had mentioned the gorillas, which is one of the highlights of a Uganda tour is getting to see mountain gorillas, but also safari when we do Africa. And just a whole host of monkeys and all kinds of different critters throughout Central and South America.
Yeah, I think that makes it even more interesting than it is. Now, you know, I think some people might be sitting there going, well, I'm not really that good of a birder. Is there a certain type of ability or knowledge level that they need to have in either birding or photography to go on your tours?
For birding, no, just an enjoyment of it. You have to know that on tours you do bird a lot, so you hopefully won't get sick of it if you've not done it very much before, but you don't have to be any necessary skill level for a birding tours. The photography tours operate a little differently, where you do need to have some experience with your camera overall in order to do our photo tours, mostly shooting with DSLRs and high-powered lenses, like 500-600 millimeter lenses.
Yeah, and I have to say that the photo tours, the photographers, your guides there, especially Brian, the quality of their photography is unbelievable. And so I know they help people immensely because of the quality of photographs that they take themselves.
Absolutely. My photography after having Brian on some trips with me has changed completely. So he does an incredible job of teaching on these tours, as do our other guides.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me how good they are, because you can see a picture that you think is really good, and then you put a picture that Brian took next to it, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe the difference. The one he took it's probably like me playing basketball and Michael Jordan playing basketball. It's just a completely different game.
It's an incredible art to the photography when you're as good at it as he is.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Back to the tours, whether it's photography or just, you know, a birding tour, and we did talk about this a little bit, but what about, you know, the best places in the U.S. for birding tours? And then what makes those places so great?
Yeah, I mentioned a couple of them, such as like Southeast Arizona, South Texas, Florida. We actually do a lot here in the Midwest as well. And what makes any of those places so great are the different species that you're going to be able to see in those areas. I mentioned earlier that, you know, for Southeast Arizona, you're getting some birds that only get into the United States in that area from Mexico. So you're never going to see those birds anywhere else in the United States unless it was extremely unusual circumstances. Places like the Midwest, it's all about the migration that I talked about. There are birds called warblers coming through right now that are brilliantly colored little songbirds with amazing voices. And we have about 36 species that come through the eastern United States that you can go and try to see when we're looking in the eastern U.S. So it's all about somewhere between a balance of specialty species and the diversity that you get to see when you go to these places around the country.
Yeah, and I know... again, not as a birder, but having been out, you know, driving my family around going birding, I one of the things that I notice is, like, for me, Florida was always a great place, because Florida, you can drive around and it's amazing the diversity you can see on the beach, in the car. Not only the diversity of the birding, but there's, you know, the alligators and things that were a little different than we have here, but there is a difference. There's animals and there's just a lot nature to see when you're in Florida, which I always love that. But it's amazing. Then you go to, you know, we've been done Texas, and Texas is an awesome place to be. We've been in California. California is a phenomenal place. We've birded everywhere. We've been out in the West. We've been, you know, everywhere, and it's amazing the diversity of birds that are available. Not only birds, but the animal life. And one of the biggest things that I always thought was really great about going out there is, when we would go on a vacation, we would go birding, and that meant we got to see the country. And I think that's one thing birders get to do that a lot of people don't. You go to Florida and you sit on the beach and you do this, but you don't go out into the nature. And if you don't go into nature, really don't get to see everything that Florida or Texas or Arizona or any other state has to offer if you don't go out into the nature.
It's one of my absolute favorite things is we get off the beaten path and really get to see places. And that holds true in the U.S. and throughout the world. You get to see landscapes that are just absolutely incredible, and it also gives you a really good opportunity to experience the culture of so many of these places.
Yeah, I thought when we went to Honduras, I thought that was a big piece of it, is the culture that you got to see. And it's very interesting to see how other people live. And so with that, you know, are there countries that are better to ease into birding than others?
Yeah, I think for international travel, there's definitely places that are easier to ease into the birding than others. And my absolute favorite recommendation for that is Costa Rica. Costa Rica is wonderful because it has a huge diversity. It has a lot of the families of birds from the tropics. And it has a lot of birds, but it's not so overwhelming as you try to learn some of the birds there. It's also an incredibly easy country to get to and to travel in once you're there. But once it does, it's just an easy country to get to and to move around.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that's kind of interesting is, you know, when you travel to some of these countries, like from Indianapolis, how long a flight is it to get to Costa Rica or to Honduras or to some of those countries that you go birding in?
It's pretty incredible how quick you can get to Central America from Indiana. It's always a one-stop thing from Indianapolis, typically Miami, Atlanta, or Houston. And then from there, which is all those are only between a 1 and 2 hour flight, from there it's only 3 to 4 hours to most of the locations in Central America.
Yeah, that amazed me when we went to Honduras, how quickly you're in Honduras and how quickly you're out, and also how easy it is to, you know, get into Honduras. They check your passport, and that travel's very easy to do. As long, you know, it's just a simple trip, and once you're there, Saberwing takes care of everything. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's amazingly close, and we try to make everything as easy as possible for everyone once they're there and take care of everyone from all the logistical side of these trips in addition to seeing the birds.
Yeah, and, you know, that kind of plays into my next question. You know, what is it that makes Saberwing different than these other tour companies?
I think one of the main things is that we are keeping our groups small. We typically only take 6 to 10 people on tours. And that's a little different. A lot of the companies are taking up to 12 or 14. I've even heard 16 from some. And the experience just is very different with that many people, especially when you're looking at wildlife that is harder to see. We also have a focus on the quality of the places that we're staying, as well as the food and all of those type of items. We tend to run a slightly higher end tour. And that's been very, very good for us. People are definitely interested in staying at nicer places after being hot and sweaty and hiking out in the jungle for the day. They like to come back and have a nice place to stay and have a good dinner and a cocktail to talk about the day's events.
Right. And that's one thing I think that it was interesting too, is when you're done with the day of birding, you go back, you sit around and you talk and you kind of go through all the birds that have been seen that day. And
absolutely.
Do people like that? I mean, I'm assuming people enjoy that piece, and it helps them. They don't have to keep track of everything. You kind of make sure that everything's there and they know exactly what they saw. And then do they take that? Does that list, do they, I can't remember. Did we mark our own list, or did you give a list? I can't remember how that worked.
Yeah, I give, everyone has a checklist, and we go through that, and everyone's able to check it off, and then we send a final copy at the end as well that we make sure in case someone missed something on one of the checklists. But I think going through it every night like that helps to kind of ingrain what was seen throughout the day in people's heads.
Yeah, I think it helped a lot. And you know, while people, you know, when they're looking, they're thinking about maybe going on a tour. What should they consider when looking for a company to take them on an eco tour?
Yeah, there's a lot of eco tour companies out there, and you've got to consider what type of tour you want to go on and what type of group size that you're looking for. And like I mentioned with the last question, our small group sizes and our focus on the lodges and our focus on the smoothest logistics possible put us in a slightly higher end. And so we're really good for people looking for high quality experience, whether it be in the United States or in the tropics. And so we're not always the best for budget conscious travelers, but we like to stand out among the kind of people looking for a high quality experience.
Yeah, I know. I just go by what I've seen, the pictures that you've taken of the places that you stay, and I can go by what we did in Honduras. And I would say that where we stayed in Honduras was one of the nicest places I'd ever stayed. It was such a cool place with, you know, your rooms not in a hotel but out in the middle of the jungle, and you know, paths to it. Just, it was just a beautiful place to stay. And a lot of the pictures you take of the places that you stay, many of them are just like that. They're rustic but very high quality.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're going for. I spend a lot of time scouting out all of these locations before we ever take anyone on tours, and that's what we're looking for. Those places that really have a special feel to them when you're staying there, like the lodge at Pico Bonito in Honduras that we stayed at.
Yeah, and I don't know why this one sticks out. I haven't been there, but Panama. There's a place that I think everybody's maybe even seen pictures of it, but what is that one? Is just phenomenal, it looks like.
Yeah, so I think you're talking about Canopy Tower.
Yes, that's it.
And that's a really fascinating property. I was actually just there in February, and it is a lodge that was built into an old U.S. radar tower. And so they took out the guts of the tower when the U.S. military left the canal zone in Panama, and a gentleman named Raul found this place years later and thought, you know what, I'm going to put an eco lodge in that place. And he was able to make this dream become a reality. And so all of the lodging as well as the kind of common area and dining is in the tower. And they were able to leave the radar ball and have a walkway around. So you're at the canopy level at the tops of the trees as you walk around this outside walkway. And so you get to see birds and wildlife at eye level up there in the canopy.
Yeah, and you know, people who don't bird don't realize how easy that is compared to standing there looking up all day, all afternoon long.
Oh, changes everything. Your neck feels a lot better when you're looking at eye level than when you're trying to stare at the top of the trees and see a tiny little songbird moving around.
That's right. So how do people learn more about Saberwing or contact you with questions?
You can check out our website, Saberwing Nature, or SaberwingTours.com. Saberwing Nature Tours works as well, actually. And you can find out information about all of our tours there, as well as contact us with any questions.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining me, Rob. I appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you having me on. This has been great.
You're welcome. And thank you for joining us. If you have any questions about mortgages, please go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And just put in your contact information and the contact page, and I will get back with you, and we'll talk about whatever questions you have. Thank you so much for joining me today, and have a great weekend.